Taylor, obviously a tough night, a bad start got you guys in a hole that you really just couldn't climb out of at all tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first half was on the offense more than anything. I mean, we just couldn't get rolling, and, you know, we take pride in getting off to a good start. And so appreciate it. And just couldn't get out of the hole like you said.
Just seems like it seems pretty simple. Like, it seems correctable because you're doing some good things out there. You're, you know, you threw for over 300 yards. You got three touchdowns. You made some big plays. But tell me just again how the mistakes and the turnovers are just really setting you guys back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we're driving the field and we're down 10 points to either kick a field goal or, you know, score a touchdown there in the fourth quarter and throw an interception, I mean, it's devastating to not come away with points right there to make it a one-possession game.
You found some chemistry with a couple of receivers tonight. Shai Ross was one. Greg Ellingson was another. Talk about maybe how the week of practice kind of helped you kind of build that. I think Tavon Smith they'll throw in there as well because I saw it in practice. But tell me for yourself how the full week of full reps helped you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just getting all the plays, I mean, really is the biggest thing. Timing-wise, those guys, you know, helped me out more than anything. They know what they're doing. So I trust them to be in the spots that they're supposed to be in. And, you know, they did a great job tonight.
I know the result is not what you wanted. Do you feel personally, Taylor, you took some steps this week from last week's game against Winnipeg?
We got it next week.
Yeah. A little bit. Obviously, I mean, the turnovers are still a killer for us. And, you know, that's going to lose games no matter what.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.